proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38, the Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in Hour 52 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 25 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 125 points. Question 5 is worth 40 points. Question 6 is worth 50 points. Question 7 worth 50 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Question 9 and question 10 are both worth 0 points. Once again, the point values for questions in Hour 52 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1, 10 points. Question 2, 25 points. Question 3, 10 points. Question 4, 125 points. Question 5, 40 points. Question 6, 50 points. Question 7, 50 points. And question 8, 10 points. And now, on to question 1 of Hour 54. On page 29 of the Target Kids March 2007, Volume 2, Issue 2 catalog, titled Hello Goodbye, there is a youngster attempting to complete a phrase with magnetic letters on a refrigerator, or icebox for you older players. What is the phrase that he is attempting to complete? Once again, question 1 for Hour 54. On page 29 of the Target Kids March 2007, Volume 2, Issue 2, catalog, titled Hello Goodbye, there is a youngster attempting to complete a phrase with magnetic letters on a refrigerator or icebox for you older players. What is the phrase that he's attempting to complete? Good luck from 90FM.
Oh, no.
middle of question number one of our 54 on page 29 of the Target Kids March 2007 Volume 2 Issue 2 catalog titled Hello Goodbye. There is a youngster attempting to complete a phrase with magnetic letters on a refrigerator or icebox for you older players. What is the phrase that he is attempting to complete? Good luck as you play in the world's largest trivia contest.
Shatters away, love. Walk right in and brought my sunniest day. One magic moment, and my heart seemed to know that love said hello. Though not a word was spoken, one look and I forgot the gloom of the past. One look and I had found my future at last. One look and I had found a world completely new when love walked in with you.
Down in the back. Wrapping up question number one of our 54 on page 29 of the Target Kids March 2007 Volume 2 Issue 2 catalog titled Hello Goodbye. There is a youngster attempting to complete a phrase with magnetic letters on the refrigerator or icebox for you older players. What is the phrase that he is attempting to complete? The answer, I am hungry. Once again, the answer to question number one of our 54 is I am hungry. Moving on to question number two of our 54. According to the south side of the sign at Belt's Soft Serve, what is it that shakes? Please be complete. Once again, question number two of our 54. According to the south side of the sign at Belt's Soft Serve, what is it that shakes? Please be complete. Good luck.
Your love, people listen, higher.
number two of hour 54. According to the south side of the sign at Belt Soft Serve, what is it that shakes? Please be complete.
Trivia 38 and Crazy Becky.
Back. We're ending question number two of hour 54. According to the south side of the sign at Belt Soft Serve, what is it that shakes? Please be complete. The answer, Georgia Peach. Once again, the answer to question number two of hour 54 is Georgia Peach. Moving on to question number three of hour 54. For the final time, open your copy of the New Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 24. It is a picture of a company logo. What is the complete name of this company? Once again, question number three of hour 54. For the final time, open your copy of the New Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 24. It is a picture of a company logo. What is the complete name of this company?
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. Watch how you play.
Only don't you want another chance? Trying to get away into the night and then you put your
Question number 3 of Hour 54. For the final time, open your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 24. It is a picture of a company logo. What is the complete name of this company? Good luck.
There's a place right across town, wherever you're ready. While people gather around, wherever they're ready. And then the music begins to play. You feel the groove coming on its way. Are you ready? Are you ready? Will you get
up question number 3 of Hour 54. For the final time, open your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 24. Here's a picture of a company logo. What is the complete name of this company? The answer, Stanilis Food Products. Once again, the answer to question number 3 of Hour 54, Stanilis Food Products. Moving on to question... Cheering in the back. Moving on to question number 4 of Hour 54. What is the first and last name and middle initial of the host?
Stanislaus.
Stanislaus?
Stanislaus.
What did I say? Stanilis?
I don't know. Sterile.
I did not say anything. Stanislaus.
You said Stanislaus.
What is it?
Stanislaus.
Stanislaus.
Either Stanislaus, Alice, or super laxatives. One or the other.
And two out of three is me. Yes. Does that go on the wall of shame? I hope not.
Oh, my God, yeah.
All right. Wall of shame right here. Oh, hey. Hour 4 of Hour 54. What is the first and last name and middle initial of the host of the fictional interview program Man to Man? Once again, question number 4 of Hour 54. What is the first and last name and middle initial of the host of the fictional interview program Man to Man? Good luck from everyone here at 90 FM.
Someone new. Someday I'm gonna be happy, but I don't.
Question number 4 of Hour 54. What is the first and last name and middle initial of the host of the fictional interview program Man to Man? In the back, please. Phones down in the back. We're wrapping up. Question number 4 of Hour 54. What is the first and last name and middle initial of the host of the fictional interview program Man to Man? The answer, Edward R. Burrow. Once again, the answer to question number 4 of Hour 54 is Edward R. Burrow. Moving on to question number 5 of Hour 54. What is the first and last name of the professional baseball player whose signature is on the baseball bat used by Wendy Torrance when striking her husband, Jack? Once again, question number 5 of Hour 54. What is the first and last name of the professional baseball player whose signature is on the baseball bat used by Wendy Torrance when striking her husband, Jack? Good luck from everyone here at 90FM.
Thank you.
In the middle of question number 5 of our 54, what is the first and last name of the professional baseball player whose signature is on the baseball bat used by Wendy Torrance when striking her husband Jack? Question number 5 of our 54. What is the first and last name of the professional baseball player whose signature is on the baseball bat used by Wendy Torrance when striking her husband, Jack?
Trivia 38 and Becca Paczynski.
The answer, Carl Yastrzemski. Once again, the answer to question number 5 of our 54 is Carl Yastrzemski. Okay, I'm waiting for odds because I heard cheering in the back. Moving on to question number 6 of our 54. This Vezina Trophy finalist is affectionately called King Louie by his fans. What is the first and last name of this National Hockey League goalie? Once again, question number 6 of our 54. This Vezina Trophy finalist is affectionately called King Louie by his fans. What is the first and last name of this National Hockey League goalie? Good luck!
Time my body was dry.
halfway through question number 6 of Hour 54. This Vezina Trophy finalist is affectionately called King Louie by his fans. What is the first and last name of this National Hockey League goalie? Phones down in the back. We are wrapping up question number 6 of Hour 54. This Vezina Trophy finalist is affectionately called King Louie by his fans. What is the first and last name of this National Hockey League goalie? The answer, Robert Luongo. Once again, the answer to question 6 of Hour 54 is Robert Luongo.
Well, Becca, I've gotten several phone calls. First of all...
Anyone about Alice?
No. First of all, there was a massive roar throughout the entire city of Stevens Point when you pronounced Yastrzemski correctly. And many, many people lost thousands of dollars because they bet against you. In addition, another cheer went out because I was bet $10 that you would mispronounce Luongo. So, congratulations on both counts. Yay! All right, go
but
ahead.
I will still always go down as Alice.
Yes, you will.
Right.
However... Okay, go
ahead. All right, question number 7 of Hour 54. What is the first and last name of the actor who played Ward Cleaver in the sitcom Leave It to Beaver? Once again, question number 7 of Hour 54. What is the first and last name of the actor who played Ward Cleaver in the sitcom Leave It to Beaver? Good luck.
Hey. Well, I was young, people thought I'd be more.
way through question number 7 of our 54. What is the first and last name of the actor who played Ward Cleaver in the sitcom Leave It to Beaver?
There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. If I could take my pick of all the girls I have ever known, then I'd come and pick you out to be my very own. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. A heart that's true and longs for you is all I have to give. All my love belongs to you as long as I may live. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. I never will forget the way you kiss me. And when we're not together, I wonder if you miss me, 'cause I hope and pray the day will come when you belong to me. That I'm gonna prove to you how true my love can be. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you.
Down in the back, please. Phones down in the back. We're ending question number 7 of hour 54. What is the first and last name of the actor who played Ward Cleaver in the sitcom Leave It to Beaver? The answer, Hugh Beaumont. Once again, the answer to question number 7 of hour 54 is Hugh Beaumont.
Hey, Becca, where's that thing that was up here? This one. It was right here.
I have no idea.
I put a CD right there.
I know. I did not touch that.
Well, just talk. Ad-lib.
All right. So we're coming up with all these possible ending questions. So because Oz has a surprise question for everybody that I don't even know about. So earlier today, the executive...
Who touched the music back here?
The executive staff and I were coming up with this question of who broke the window on Oz's minivan while we were playing catch in the middle of the street. But we decided that it wouldn't be valid because no one broke Oz's window. Technical difficulties here?
Technical difficulties. 54-hour trivia marathon, just not enough for you? How about 54 hours of the Beatles? It's Beatles Fest, May 4th through the 6th. On 90 FM, your only alternative.
Dude, are you ready to be entertained again? It's 56 Hours of the Beatles, beginning at 6 p.m. Friday, May 5th, continuing on to 2 a.m. Monday, May 8th. It was 40 years ago, but you can listen to all the music that still sets the standard. It's the Beatles, the group. It's the Beatles, the individuals. George Harrison, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr. It's 56 Hours of the Beatles on 90 FM, your only alternative.
Woo!
All right. Well, this is it. the start of another 12 hours of contest. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. Before we do, just want to say thank you to everybody involved. You have no idea about the number of people involved in this. And STV, thank you for covering this on television. It worked out really well this year. And kudos to all you people up in Merrill, Wisconsin, and the people in Wausau, Wisconsin, and down in Rapids on Charter that get to see this. And thanks to Charter for putting us on their loop. Hopefully next year, Marshfield and Wapaka. And we will be 38,000 watts next year.
Yes.
As well. Ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Okay. And all of the executive staff and the general staff of 90FM. And I have to say that this year, in a long time, it's been a long time since we've had this much involvement with general staff. A lot of general staff helping out. Really, really great. Great.
And they
great.
Were here most of the time.
Exactly. It's wonderful that this all happened. And too bad about all the money that was lost on you pronouncing that word correctly, Yastrzemski, and all that. So thanks to everybody. Thanks, of course, to Johnny Eckendorf. And, John, you got to take care of yourself, and to Mrs. Eckendorf for allowing Johnny to come over and play.
And probably to all the husbands and wives that let their significant others play.
No. Play with, like, writing all the questions.
Oh,
all the
okay.
Time. Yeah. Because a lot of, well, you know what? There are husbands and wives that play on different teams.
That's
Did you
true.
Know that? Yeah, that's right. All right, so with all of that, each year we spend hour after hour searching for the best, most interesting questions to help make the contest the challenge that you will like. There's a certain poetry to the questions, isn't there? And when we are young, we have the little things that are part of our childhood, which are the trivia of our lives. You know, the magazines, the television shows, the sporting events, the comic books, the music, and all of it is trivia. Sometimes there are those moments of poetry that are trivia as well. So now, let's go on to the final question of Trivia 38. Trivia returns. Hour 54. Question 8. Trivia 38. Please call in and complete the following poem as it was originally printed. Prospector Pete, we feared your fate. Felt the cartoonists would be late. The avalanche was falling fast to make of that sad day your last. Once again, hour 54, question 8. Please call in and complete the following poem as it was originally printed. Prospector Pete, we feared your fate. Felt the cartoonists would be late. The avalanche was falling fast to make of that sad day your last. Good luck as you play in the world's largest trivia contest right here on 90FM WWSP Stevens Point.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down in the back. We're wrapping up and finishing the world's largest trivia contest. Trivia returns. Trivia 38. Question 8, hour 54. Please call in and complete the following poem as it was originally printed. Prospector Pete, we feared your fate. Felt the cartoonists would be late. The avalanche was falling fast to make of that sad day your last. The answer? But Walt, Frank, Francis, Alex, too, and others of our daring crew rushed to your rescue, pens in hand, and saved you and the gold you panned.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. April 22nd. The tension begins to subside as the final question has been asked. The books are packed away, the pizza scraped from the oven grates, and the friends from out of town begin their exodus from the basements, living rooms, and motel rooms that have served as the headquarters for the valiant teams competing in the greatest of all trivia contests. Trivia returns from 90 FM. Teams have spent the weekend playing a contest of unparalleled proportions. Trivia players have returned to play again. The contest has been a success. The questions have gone to their destiny as another year of trivia ends. The hours of sleeplessness have been rewarded with the camaraderie among team players. The smiles of adults pulling one out of their past. The joy of a child helping the oldsters with an easy one. The tears in the eye of a player who had an answer on the tip of the tongue. The friendships rekindled another year are all now memories. Memories of Trivia 38 on 90 FM. And as all the pleasant thoughts of trivia spin through each player's sleep-starved brain, the sadness cannot be hidden away. Hugs and kisses and damp eyes signal another close to a trivia year. But take heart, for soon another year will have passed, and it will again be time to converge on Stevens Point, turning the radio to the bottom of the dial, to student radio WWSP 90 FM for Trivia 2008.
For one weekend a year, a community gathers like no other ever has, and like no other ever will.